we solemnly swear we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have...
Nadine, your ham-fisted Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your rubbish Ravenclaw.
Yay!
We're awesome.
You get another Tori and Nadine.
Yay!
Duo.
The just admit it, babies. You love it.
We have babies too, we just ignore them.
No, we wait till they fall asleep and we sacrifice our sleep for you. Yeah. That's how much we love you.
We love you guys. The other guys love you too. You know, we're just like extra.
That's right. Extra love.
But yeah, today we're going to do another Managing Your Mischief episode where we highlight some questions or theories or anything, bios that our fans send in. So keep them coming, guys. We love them. Send us your stuff, and we will do a podcast on it, and you'll be famous. Yep. And J.K. Rowling will contact you personally, and thank you for your contribution to our podcast, because she listens to our podcast.
At large. We will send you a freaking trophy. I will make it myself.
Yeah, we'll make it ourselves. Yeah. It'll be top-notch. And... Yeah, no, I like to believe J.K. Rowling listens to our podcast. It's what keeps me going to, like, no, I need to research this, like, as far as I can research this, because
you can't have her
J.K.
listening
Rowling
and saying,
hears me say something
no,
wrong.
No.
Like, that would be the ultimate embarrassment for me. So
she writes you a letter. Calligraphy.
She's like, Nadine, here's what she said that was wrong,
Nadine,
on your podcast. And then I just die of both embarrassment and love
excitement
for J.K. Rowling.
Fall down right at the front door. I mean,
yeah,
the best thing ever.
Yeah,
and the worst.
Seriously, I would frame it. Not gonna lie,
I would.
Anyways,
frame it.
Anyways, I hope that encouraged you guys to write into us, because
we're super encouraging.
Yeah, it's the best thing ever. Okay, but we're going to, today we're going to do something that our friend Jackie sent in to us.
Jackie!
She sent us, yeah, we love Jackie. She sent us a fan theory by the Carlin Brothers. They're pretty entertaining if you listen to, they're on YouTube, right? Are they strictly on YouTube?
I've only ever watched them on YouTube, truthfully. Maybe they have a Twitch. Maybe. Haven't watched it on there. But definitely YouTube, guys.
Yeah, I haven't gone too much into them, just for lack of time, really.
They're hilarious.
Yeah.
They always make me laugh.
Yeah, so, but she sent us one of their theories and wanted to know our thoughts on it. So we haven't done anything like this before, is talk about someone else's theory and give you our insight. So we're going to have fun with this. But basically, they have a theory that Filch might be a poltergeist. So, we're just going to recap
Argus
this.
Argus Filch.
Yes, Argus Filch. So, we'll just recap this for you guys. Tori and I will take turns just reading, like, some bullet point things that we got from listening and watching their theory. And then we'll give you our thoughts afterwards. So, Tori, why don't you start us off with our first...
All right.
First bullet thing. Point of theirs.
So Filch can appear anywhere.
Yes. His
mystery.
Cat can appear anywhere.
Yes. Are Squibs even allowed to see Hogwarts?
Yes. Question mark? Question, like, that was a question he had.
Yeah.
So then the other thing he said is, why even have Filch's job position when you have a castle full of magical people everywhere that can clean literally anything with their wands, not to mention you have like an army of house elves, like, at your leisure, and like the students themselves could probably clean the castle in like 0.5
faster.
Seconds compared to Argus Filch mopping and sweeping up after Fred and George, like, you name it, like, so why even have his position?
Filch does manual labor all day and patrols the halls all night. He's
does he sleep? Question mark.
It's why he's so cranky.
Yeah.
Sorry. We'll talk about it after.
The other thing they brought up is Peeves, right? So Peeves is the other poltergeist, and we know that Peeves is the exact opposite of Filch. And Peeves is the... Peeves comes to pass, like, he's there because he's the manifestation of all the mayhem that the students cause. So... I'll just tie these two go together. So if Filch is Peeves' opposite, and he's a poltergeist, if we're going along with this theory, then he would be the manifestation of all of the rule followers at Hogwarts, like all of the Percys of the world that attend Hogwarts.
Yeah. Filch is noted to have the exact same eyes as Mrs. Norris and can pop up as suddenly as one of the ghosts.
Yes. And then there are also other noted caretakers in the books, both of which try their best to expel Peeves and have never had any success. The other caretakers, I've forgotten their names already, but like Arthur Weasley, he mentions like the caretaker during his days at Hogwarts. And so we know that there have been others before Filch.
Yes.
So that's just a really quick rundown of some of the bullet points that they're basing their theory off of like, could he be a poltergeist?
Yeah.
So initially, my first thought when I heard this theory was the quick spell letter / pamphlet that Harry finds in Filch's belongings in Chamber of Secrets, Chapter 8, to be specific.
Chapter 8. He's page like 750.
Yeah, like he's like actively trying to learn magic. The other things that I thought were worth noting is that it's hinted and applied at that he may have a romantic connection with Madame Pince, the librarian.
The librarian. They were made for each other.
Yeah.
Don't want kids doing anything at school.
No fun, no happiness.
No touching the books. No looking at the paintings.
Yes.
Feet off the table. Sorry.
Feet off the table. Those are noted in Half-Blood Prince. They're kind of alluded to in some of the chapters there. And also, I just feel like throughout the books, it's just common knowledge that he's a squib.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has me, this theory has me thinking, but he never addressed any of those bullet points of like my follow-up concerns that I have with this theory. What do you think, Tori?
All right. So I'm just going to preface this with, I think it would be fascinating to have a sort of like yin yang theory where you got the evil poltergeist that is like attacking the school and the janitor poltergeist that's cleaning the school. But when I researched poltergeist, you guys, I did extensive research. I got scary pop-ups after that.
Don't do it.
Anyway, janitor is definitely not one of the things that they have ever or will ever do, like in all of the paranormal or poltergeist or ghosts, like even in our episodes, there are some even apparitions, they would put things back to how they liked them, like picture frames, sofas, shoes. But that's why I think like that's probably why they thought that, like, oh, like he wants it this way and he will continue to do it like stubbornly through his afterlife.
Yeah.
But I think Filch himself acts a part in so many aspects beyond just like cleaning and caring for the castle and all of its relics. So I am going to disagree with this theory. So I'm going to say, I have some things to say to each of the points. So the first one, him and his cat, they're like buddy buddy. Okay. People have really good connections with their animals. So that's why they can appear. That's why they're one, appear together. Two, somewhat look alike. People look like they're animals. If you don't think so, Oh my gosh. No. Okay. Sometimes you just look at an owner and their dog and you're like, yep, I see it.
Two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod. No. And I think it's, I mean, it's, sometimes it's superficial stuff, but honestly, like, I can see it sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I've never like owned a pet for longer than a couple years. So
yeah,
I don't know if I can attest to that, but I can see like how people usually groom their animals. Like, you know, like I think of 101 Dalmatians and like you see like the French lady like walking around and then she's got yes. this like French poodle and they put little bows in them and they like walk the same and they're like doo, 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 doo.
Oh my gosh, yes. No, so I will give you my first one and then maybe you'll edit this part out. So my first one is that like, so my first dog, which is technically my mom's dog, like the pictures of like us together, I only ever see the eyes. Like, we have like very similar colored eyes.
Oh.
It was always like the coolest thing. And I was like, yeah, that's right. That was my dog. And then this is the part here, Nadine. Back in the day, I was away at camp and my parents got my siblings a dog. It was a little Shih Tzu. And
mistake.
I have to tell you, I often look at pictures of her and I'm like, that is totally Lexi's dog. Lexi's hair is like all over the place. And that dog's hair was all over the place. Lexi, I love
that's,
you.
That's amazing. I'm not editing that out. I love it.
It's not the same. So I have another one. There was a man that used to come into my work and he would always bring his dog. He would always be really good and not bring his dog into my work since I worked at a medical clinic. However, sometimes he would stand outside and show us his dog. Mm. And you guys, this dog was all black except for like his tuft of hair on top and his little beard on the bottom. And he looked exactly like this old man. Like, throw some glasses on that dog and it was this old man reincarnated as a dog. So I'm just going to say, like, people and their animals, they've got a bond, okay?
They've got a bond.
My other thing that I wanted to point out is, like, Filch knows Hogwarts like the back of his hand. Like,
yeah.
He, so I think we talked about this, and I don't remember which episode we talked about it in, but we talked about the possible theory of him being, like, a crazy art major, like, restorer guy that knows amazing things to keep like the portraits and the suits yeah. of armor well kept in this state of like constant being breathed on, being mud tracked in, like all these things. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it in it, like when you're sitting there fixing a magical portrait, because he fixes them and you can't even like ever see a problem, right? Like mm-hmm. when the fat lady gets back, nobody says, oh yeah, except for those like giant nail-like marks across her face. Like, yeah. No, she is like back to perfect order. So it's like, okay, Filch, you got some magic hands here, man. So I think that like as he sits there and fixes these magical portraits, they're like, oh yeah, behind the tapestry across the hall from me is totally a secret corridor. It'll take you to the fourth floor. He's like, yes, yeah. Less stairs. Thanks, bud. So yes. I think that he can appear anywhere and gets to places faster, yeah. like the ghost, because he knows all the secrets.
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't know all the secrets, like Fred and George imply.
Right.
But still, I think he can do it. So I like some of those things fight against it. And then I wanted to point out the job position that he has. Like, the house elves do clean a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
They clean up a bunch. And Flitwick even helps when, like, that the Weasleys release that bog, mm-hmm. like, in the corridor. like, Flitwick helps Filch clean that up because it's magic. Yeah, so I think that, like,
true.
Like, again, like, I still super stand against that for, not against, for that other theory that he is, like, specific to a different job.
Yeah. I also like viewing Filch that way too. And like,
yeah.
He may not have magic, but he has his own niche. Like,
yes.
I like imagining him being like, I may not have magic, but I can repair a tapestry, like, and you'd never notice, and it, like, gives him something to do and to, like, put his energy into, rather than, like, why don't you just go home and be miserable and not do magic there.
Also, like, I want to say, like, being unable to perform magic, he knows how torture it is to, like, scrub stuff clean. So he's like, give me the punishments. And he's like, let's go scrub the trophy room, Weasley. Like, I can see, like...
Oh, I know how to punish you.
Exactly. I know that he's, like, creepy in his life. He's like, let's bring back the old punishments. Like, dangling people from the ceiling. Like, weird things.
That's a little too far.
But, like, the, like... Because normally when Harry has to go with, like, other professors, other than Lockhart, which he has to answer fan mail, which probably would be torturous, but, like, they just make him write lines.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Filch is like, you'll be scrubbing the floor until you die. Like, I'm like, oh, man, physical labor. I get it, buddy.
It really makes you remember.
Another thing that I remember that I want to point out, I guess, not remember, that I want to point out from their theory, I think that Squibs can totally see Hogwarts.
Yeah.
100%. I know that, like, Mrs. Fig didn't really sell us on the fact that she could see Dementors. But I honestly think, like they have to be, I think they're a part of that world. But, like, still separate and apart. Like, I think, I know that there's Squibs a lot mentioned. The only one that's coming to mind right now is Dolores Umbridge's brothers. Both of her brothers were Squibs. And so instead of, like, being a part of the Wizarding World in a not really helping or, like, I don't know. It's kind of sad when you can't do everything everyone else can do around you, right? They joined the Muggle World.
Right.
But I feel like Filch is like, no, like, I'm going to do what I can. Also, I had to point out, there is a fan theory that JK herself is actually a Squib, which is why she knows all about the Wizarding World, but she can't be a part of it. And I was like,
are you freaking kidding me right now?
I was like, that's pretty legit. Like, that's why she knows everything.
Oh my gosh.
The other one that I like, though, that I'm more partial to is the fan theory where she's actually Rita Skeeter. So she's like, let's get all the scoop.
Like, JK Rowling out. Is Rita Skeeter.
Yes. Oh, that one is so funny to read. So funny. Like,
where do you find these theories?
Tumblr. I love Tumblr, guys.
Tumblr.
If it has not been apparent in the however many episodes we have done, like, guys, I like Tumblr a lot. Y'all on Tumblr are the best. I love people that think. People with brains that use them. So I wanted to talk about, let's see here, some things that, oh, here we go. So J.K. Rowling herself on WizardingWorld.com. I feel so weird saying that still. It's gonna stick, I promise.
No.
She wrote that Squibs, although like a Muggle, they cannot perform magic. Squib is often far more integrated in the Wizarding World. For while a Muggle is as a Muggle can be, with a Muggle family members and everything, one of the main differences with a Squib is that they are related to witches and wizards. They're just without magic. So that just kind of, like, I don't know. It kind of furthers my point that they, like, they're a part of it, but they're cut off because of it all. Mm-hmm. I've remembered another Squib, Nadine. I'm sorry. I'm talking forever.
No, you go, girl.
You just kick me out. Another Squib is, Isolde Sayre came to the North America to, she's the founder of Ilvermorny. She married the Muggle. They adopted the two boys, and then they had twin girls. Her
one was a Squib.
I think her name's Martha.
Martha. I'll
her
look
first.
It.
I think her name's Martha. Oh, I know. I'll yes, it's it. Martha. Martha. Martha May. Martha. Oh, Martha May. Okay. Oh, Christmas. Okay. Her sister is the Rionach or Rionac.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. And she's Martha. Yes.
You're so smart, you Ravenclaw. That's why we keep you around.
There is stuff in there. I promise. You just have to dig. There's lots of stuff in there.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to, you said, I just want to clarify this because I looked up Umbridge. She has one brother
Oh, one. I thought it was two.
But her mother is a muggle. So her mother and the squib brother left to the muggle world, never to be heard of again.
Oh, so that's so sad.
Before she was 15 years old, Umbridge. Before she was 15 years old, Umbridge's mom and her younger brother left to the muggle world, never to be heard of again.
Yeah. And I mean, Mrs. Fig kind of did that. She was on the recesses of it. She was still part of things.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure she just like chilled with her cats and only like her bright spots were like getting to see Harry and Mundungus Fletcher. That'd be the worst.
Highlight of my day was seeing Mundungus Fletcher. Man, my life is horrible.
Like, I quit.
I quit. There's nothing left for me.
That's it. Man. That's it for me. So I wanted to bring up this, Nadine, because I was reading all the stuff about squibs, and I want to talk about magical jeans. Oh, not yes. Their cool jeans that they probably wore because it was the 90s, but like actual jeans in their bodies.
Genetics. DNA. It's in their
DNA. I read, this is on a fandom thing, so I don't know how 100% this is, just so you know. Okay. Don't want to discredit it, but I also don't want to say this is from JK herself. This is not. It says, nobody knows where magic comes from. Therefore, it is unknown whether or not the ability to use magic is solely biological, stemming from unknown biological processes, or if magic is an external force that wizards are merely genetically predisposed to connect with. And I thought that was kind of interesting and really cool. Like, all the wizards have the 5G and everyone else is still on the little LTE. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, they're just connecting to a higher level.
Right.
That, like, I thought that was kind of cool because, like, Filch still has a phone, but he just doesn't get to do all the cool stuff.
Right. It's not like the Jedi who have, like, midichlorians in them.
Yes.
But I don't know. It does talk about magical blood a lot.
It does. I don't know. Do we know Filch's background?
No, we don't know.
Like, his parents or anything? He doesn't. Not like Filch sat down with Harry.
Let me tell you, son.
Let's talk about my squib life.
My squib life.
Yeah, I don't really know.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, also, I found out that the caretaker before that, what's his name? Arthur talks about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is Pringle.
Oh. Very cool.
A Paul Young Pringle. Things come up, guys.
Things come up.
Just gotta regurgitate it in the really good way so that you guys can understand me. Yeah, I don't really know if Filch really like has a background. He has a cat.
Yeah, I mean, on fandom, here's what it says on fandom. It just says, little is known about Filch's early life. He was born to at least one wizard parent sometime before 1951, somewhere in the British Isles. Despite his magical parentage, Filch was a squib.
Nice.
There's some quotes from Minerva McGonagall. Haven't you been complaining about Peeves for a quarter of a century?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's Apollyon Pringle, who he succeeded, as the caretaker. So, I don't know. I think he's a legit squib. I don't think he's a poltergeist.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I love the Carlin brothers, but I don't know. I'm leaning towards a no. I'm going to say no.
No.
It's a no from me. All right. But I absolutely loved, like, thinking of other, like, just possibilities and thoughts of what other people think and theorize about Harry Potter. Because, I mean, who else wants to spend their time doing other things like dishes and stuff?
Right, or you could, like, theorize, like, while you do the dishes. It only makes doing the dishes that much better when you're scrubbing the dirty dish and you're like, is Phil Chipotle, guys. Holy crap. Oh my gosh. And then you just have a better time doing dishes.
That's right. Nadine, I need to do it your way.
What is my way?
Theorize and do the dishes. Oh, do the dishes.
Yeah, no. I don't know if I've ever done that. Just an example.
Nadine drops her scrubber and is like, holy crap. Holy I just crap. Had an idea. Theory.
Oh, man. Pansy. No, I can picture it. Lavender Brown's alive. That's when. That would be a
dun, 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 scrub brush. We need to talk drop. About lavender.
Yeah. That's R.I.P. a good question for our fans. Do you guys think lavender's alive? And if you haven't thought about it, think about it. Look think it up, it. Bookworm.
Look it up, bookworm. Oh my gosh, yes. No.
Oh man, I'm on one tonight.
No, Jackie, thank you so much for sending that to us. It was really fun to look at their video and just kind of talk about it and like just research for ourselves. Because of course, being the people we are, we went deeper than I'm pretty sure we were supposed to. As always.
Yeah. You can count on us. Don't you worry. Seriously, though. But thank you guys for being the best fans ever. And remember, you can always reach out to us on social media. You can find us at We Sell Me Swear Cast. Leave us all of your insights and your questions because this was fun and we love to hear from you.
Mischief Managed.